We don't always have a whole week to do brachos. So Baruch Hashem, this is one of those great years. Sometimes Simchas Torah is on Thursday, and you have to do everything within a day. But there's so much to talk about. Pick one idea, but again, if there's more time, we could talk about more. It's really one of the most jam-packed parshios, philosophy, hashkafa, and many other issues. I'd like to talk about one word, actually one letter. One letter in the Parsha. One letter in the Parsha, as you have it there in source number one. Vayomer Elokim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. Again, if you want to analyze, Rav Soloveitchik has a famous essay where he talks about the difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Bereishis. Could you hear me up there? It's okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do because I don't have a plastic, so I'm keeping my mask on. But hopefully, let me know if you can't hear me. Where he talks about Adam 1 and Adam 2, and Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Bereishis, where Perek Aleph of Bereishis, Adam is more of a passive part of creation, just like all the other things were created. So Adam was created also towards the end. That's Perek Aleph. Perek Beis, Adam is much more active, and he plays a role in the world, and he accomplishes, and he takes care of things. And that's the twofold aspects of our existence. We are both subjects and objects, and that's Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of again. He has, I think it's in, I forgot which essay it is, but Lowly Man of Faith. That's which one it is. But that's what it was. Aaron Lichtenstein once said that his father-in-law, the Rav, told him that he was going to write Avraham 1 and Avraham 2, but then he decided on Adam 1 and Adam 2. I don't know where the Avrahams would have been from, but. But anyway, so this is the Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. So in Perek Aleph, when Adam was created, so we have here, again, famously, Vayomer Elokim, Na'ase Adam Betzalmenu Kidmuseinu. Hashem says, let us make man in our tselem, in our form, and in our dmus. V'yirdu b'degas hayam, and he will have authority over the fish, uba'ov hashamayim, and the birds, uba'vehemo v'chal ha'aretz, over everything. Man will have authority. Man will have dominion over everything. Remember the vart we said before Yom Kippur about the Kuzari, the four levels of being, the domain, right? The dirt and the rocks. We could be out here, so we could really feel it. The tzomeach, right? The growers, right? That grows in the dirt. Then the animals. Any animals? Yeah. Right. But anyway, the birds, and then then man on top, symbolizing his dominion. And that's one of the reasons we take off our shoes on Yom Kippur, because shoes symbolize our dominion, right? The shoes made out of animal skin, we wear shoes. So we have dominion over everything under us, but when it comes to a Makom Kadosh, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Kohanim Duchening, so then they take off their shoes. There's no dominion there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, really, of that. But that's the. But that's what here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Nas Adam es Amelikin Mesido. We are supposed to have dominion over the entire world. Good. But as is underlined, the word Naase is unique and unusual and controversial. Naase, let us make man. What does that mean? Let us make man, right? Ani Mamim Emuna Shalema. Right, what are the Yudkim Alekari Emuna? Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, Hashem Echad. We said it this morning. What do you mean, Nasa Adam? I didn't give it to you, but as you know, probably remember, this is one of the what? Finish my sentence. One of the 10 changes that they made in the Septuagint, Megillah Daftes, when Talmai, the king, forced them to translate the Torah into Greek, and they didn't know exactly what he was going to do to them, and miraculously, they were all collected, put into 70 different rooms, not told what they were going to have to do. And they were given the same instructions, and miraculously they made the same 10 changes in the Torah. Elokim bara bereishis, and a couple of other ones, but here they change it to Esa. Because Nasa sounds pretty heretical. Nasa sounds like, what do you mean, let us? How many gods are there? So, that's why the change was made. Right now, the change number 10 was, if you remember, the Arneves, a rabbit, right, was the name of Talmai's wife. So they didn't want Arneves to be a non-kosher animal in the Torah, so they changed Arneves to the Marbet Raglayim. But that was the only more practical one, but there were a couple of others. Parsha Mishpatim, it says Na'are instead of Bachure, Bechore, B'nai Yisrael. But this is one of the early ones. Nasa Adam instead of Asa. Rashi. Nasa Adam. So Rashi is bothered. Right? Why is it then that it says Nasa? If it's so controversial that we had to change it because Talmai would have misunderstood, so why not get a Baruch Hu write Nasa? That's our shiur for today. Why is there a Nun instead of an Aleph? Right, that's it. Three ideas we're going to have. And again, it just shows us and reflects that really every letter in the Torah could be darshaned. And sometimes there are extra letters in the Torah. And there are missing letters in the Torah. Every letter, right, is something special and unique. There's nothing like it. Divinely written. I think I mentioned to my shiur a couple of weeks ago that I had a course in college, an English comp. And we had to analyze like a sonnet or a poem, or I don't even know exactly remember what it was. So I don't know. I analyzed it. I gave it my first paper, and I got it back, and I got a C. I didn't do so well. I'm like, I don't see what she wanted. And so she says, no, you know, like how you do in the Talmud, you analyze and you use your. So you know, do that to this too. I'm like, you want us to like Talmudicize, you know, these sonnets? She's like, yeah. So I did. I did well in the class, but it was like totally fake. So he made up like Yadarshan, why this letter was here and the author did this and that. But you know, it was all fake. Because you're like reading into, you know, you are putting from your external perspective onto the words. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are so many layers and so many levels of every letter in the Torah. And if there's a letter, we spoke about this last week, there's one letter missing or one letter extra that postulates the whole Sefer Torah, because there are so many different levels of understanding. The Torah was created before the world was created. Estakel b'raisu bara alma. So there's many levels. So here too, we're going to focus on one letter to understand what some of the messages are of that letter. But feel free to analyze more in Bereishis, because again, there's so much here. So let's do Rashi first. Rashi. Na'ase Adam, says Rashi. And again, if you Mavr Sedra, this is haven't been Kavua till now, or not as Kavua. This is the week, this is the year. Just push it. Bereishis is a big parsha, but you know, let's be machazik each other in terms of being Mavr Sedra and fulfill the mitzvah d'rabanan of Shai Mikra v'Echa Targum. Says the Rashi, Nasa Adam, An v'sanuso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamadnu mikan. We learn the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has to teach us humility. How many mitos does Hashem have to teach us? Again, the Gemara says that we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachum, Chanun. But here he goes out of its way. Hashem goes out of his way to teach us humility. Lefisha ha'adam b'demus ha'malachim. V'yiskanu bo. Lefichach nimlach bahen. Hashem, you know, asked the malachim their opinion. Ukshudanis ha'malachim hu nimlach b'pamayish shalo. And when he judges, he often asks his palace. Shkemetzino ba'achav, he quotes a pasuk there, b'chulu. Af kan b'pamayish shalo nimlach v'niyato rishus. And then Nasa Adam. Af al pish shalo si'u b'yitziraso. V'yesh makom l'mino m'rados. Even though, obviously, the Malachim did not help God create anything. Malachim were created, just like everything else in the world was created. The Rambam talks about 10 levels of Malachim in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah. All of them are Nivraim. There are very high-level Malachim, and there are low-level Malachim that are involved in our lives, but they're all Nivraim, says the Rambam, says Rashi. Even though there is a way to read the Torah and be confused and be misled. Lo nimna hakasav milalame derech eretz. The Torah still did not withhold itself from teaching derech eretz. Umidas anava shiagodol nimlach v'nata rishus min hakatan. The greater one should ask rishus from the katan. V'im kasav esad adam lo yamad. Okay, and then he quotes this an extra part of Rashi, which not all Rashis have. But if it would have said esad adam lo lamanu shi medaber in beis din, well, imatzmo. But no, the next pasuk already gives the answer, so you're not too confused. Vayivra Elokim es Adam, and he, Vayivra, not Vayivru. But this letter is there to teach Anava. So if you think about this Rashi a little bit, it's pretty fascinating, because isn't it pretty dangerous to write such a thing? Anava is a very important message. That's true. To be humble, to be mavra midosav. But being a kofar is also pretty radical and pretty important not to be. And yet the Torah goes out of its way to says Nasa Adam. explain the Bali Musar, because Midas Tovos, in a certain sense, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is more crucial and defining than someone who has some questions about their emuna. And it's worth the risk. It's worth the risk to write Nasa Adam in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though people might be misled. That's pretty basic message that we have here in the beginning of Bereishis. Right? The message of Midas Tovos, even at the risk of misunderstanding. Again, if it's clear that a person is going to misunderstand, I guess like Talmai HaMelech, then we'll change it, because we're not interested in teaching Talmai Anava. Right? That's not the message right then. But in general, for the world, that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously feels is crucial. If you look in the Chanukah Satorah, anybody know who wrote it? The Rebbe Reb Heschel. It's one of the Rebbeim of the Shach and the Taz. So the Chanukah Satorah, he always has very sharp thoughts. In source number 3, so he quotes the Gemara. There are many Gemaras about Gaiva and Anava. Mostly Maseches Sota and Daf Hey. You have there in source number 4, which Bezron will read soon. But says the Chanukah Satorah, the Gemara tells us, Kala Mizgoa Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. Anyone who is a Baal Gaiva is Ki'ilu, they serve Avodah Zarah. So what is the connection between those two? Kala Mizgoa, there's a lot of things that you could say about a person. So you could say they're worshipping themselves. That's, I guess, the simple interpretation. Right? Kala Mizgoa Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. V'yesh L'daktik, yes, the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Lama Mamshil Gassis HaRuach Lo Ovid Avodah Zarah Dafka. Why Dafka that? And he quotes our Rashi. Nasa Adam. But if somebody is a Baal Gaiva, so then they're not going to darshan the message of Anava from Nasa Adam, because they're a Baal Gaiva. So what other way could you understand Nasa Adam? Gila Oved Avodah Zarah. That's his Charifus, as it's called. He quotes the Rashi and he says, Mishamachi Sivashin Rabim, Shenisiyai Zakarish Barachim Malachim. Nasa teaches us Anava, but if somebody doesn't learn the message of Anava, and therefore, says the Chanukah Satorah, they're not interested in learning that from the Nun, so what's the other way, only other way to understand Nasa Adam? Kila Ovid Avodah Zarah. Must be that there are two Rishuyos. Nimsa Lafizet, Mishu Mizgaya, Imkenu Ose, and Pirisha Pasik Nasa Adam. Diludide, Yesh Chasvash Almudat, Shne Rishuyos. Vaja Asi Shaper, call him Iska, Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Stafka Ovid Avodah Zarah, because that's the other way to understand Nasa. Specifically when it comes to Gaiva, again, this is one of the crucial elements of our Avodah Hashem, and our and one of the midos that Chazal pick up on at length. And again, it doesn't always mean, in an extreme way, right? Hopefully none of us are in the extreme sense, but anytime we take any credit that we shouldn't be taking, in any area of life, it's a little tricky. If somebody wanted a certain aliyah, and then they didn't get it. So a certain kibud, it comes up all the time. But the Gemara in Sota tells us many examples of this. Right, we learn it from Har Sinai. That was the earlier Gemara. That's not the beginning, right in the middle of the Sota Daf Hei, source number 4. Amar of Yosef, La'olam Yilmat Adam Midas Kono, Shere Kodesh Baruch Hu, Iniya Kol Arim Megvos, Vishush Kinas Ol Har Sinai. Right, it's not just something that we learn in kindergarten. It's a Gemara. Hashem did not give the Torah on all the tall mountains. Har Carmel, Har Tavor. You go up north, Beth Hashem, hopefully sometime this year, when we open up, we'll see all these huge mountains. Hashem could have given the Torah on these huge mountains. And yet, no. A little hill to teach us this idea of Anava. And he continues, we don't have to read all of the Ma'amari Chazal. He speaks at the end. Ein Afaru Ninar, the Tchias HaMesim is going to be affected of this person. Again, the Ben Yoyada speaks about it in Kabbalistically. But again, the Rambam that I'm sure many of you are familiar with, the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos. We always try to live the balanced life with a balanced personality. Midos in the middle of the spectrum of Midos. Don't give away so much of your money, but don't give away none of your money. and don't even chesed. Don't be overly nice and don't be overly, you know, not nice. Right? The Rashbam and other Rishonim talk about that with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu made a bris, a covenant with Avimelech. Maybe that was too far chesed. That's why he had the Akedah to balance it out. But we should always have a balanced life, except for two midos. Two midos, we should try our best to go to the extreme. Go to the extreme in our view. Says the Rambam in source 15, line 15. V'yishdeos she'asr lo la'adam l'nog b'mebeinonios. Al yisrachik bin akatzo echad akatzo ha'acher. Go to the extreme. V'hu govalev. Govalev, arrogance, gaiva. So again, where does... We don't think of it as... And nobody, we're all good. We just have to think inside if there are any personal, you know, areas of life. We always have to make sure to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu the credit. Right? Whatever we accomplish in life, all the talents that we're given, any of the strengths and the skills, obviously we have to have self-worth and self-recognition that and feel good about ourselves. But again, recognize that it's all a gift from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything that we have. And not to try to have any shemets of gaiva. She'ein derech atova she'adam anav bilvad al she'shvel ruach t'yerucha nemucha lemod. I think I mentioned before, my mother tells me the story. My mother grew up on the Lower East Side. And she remembers walking down the street, and when Rav Moshe Feinstein would be walking down the street, and like kids would be playing with balls, they're playing elimination, a dodgeball, whatever it is, and one of them would call the other friend, Maishi, Maishi! And Rav Moshe would say, what? Like, no, we're not calling you! But like, he thought it wasn't even like, he didn't think they were calling him. He knew he was the Gadol Ador. Right, he knew, like, if you read the Hakdamah to the Igros Moshe, right, he says, you know, a lot of people ask me questions, so I guess I have to write this safer. But he didn't take any credit for himself. He was always just Maishi. He was, that's what, who used to play? You used to play with Moshe Feinstein or one of your, when you lived in the Lower East Side, or somebody? Oh, you were one, so you're older, I think your older brother. So his family used to live on the Lower East Side, so, so there were little kids named after Rav Moshe, like, who's in your class? Moshe Feinstein. No, he's in, I remember your father telling me that. But anyway, we have to have that recognition that it's not us. It's not us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift, whatever it is. We have to feel good about ourselves, obviously. We have to be besimcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this gift. But again, it's always recognizing that it's not me. Anything that I should take credit for. Remember that Gemara, I love the Gemara in Tinus, tells us, again, it's a related Midah. It's not Gaiva, so to speak, but it's a related Midah. The Gemara says that there was a time when there was a tremendous drought, and Reb Elazar goes up to the Bima and starts davening, and says the special Shmon Esrei, and says the extra six brachas of Tinus, and it doesn't rain, and... nobody knows what to do, and they were about to leave, and everybody starts crying, but it still hasn't rained. Rabbi Kiva goes up, Rabbi Kiva davens one sentence, Hashem, please help us, please help us. Got the exact lashon. Ein lanu avinu rachum ela ata. Starts pouring outside. It's pouring. And people start to be meranein acha Rebbe Elazar. Maybe he davened so long, and it didn't, nothing happened. You know, maybe he's not so great. So a baskel goes out from Shemayim and says, don't think because ze gadol mizeh. Don't think that Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Elazar. It's just that Rabbi Kiva has a certain midah that he excels in. And that's why he was believed. He was ma'aver al midosav. He always lets things slide. And if he lets things slide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can also let things slide. And I'm going to let it rain. Rabbi Akiva. Think about all the stories of Rabbi Akiva. He had so much. But he didn't take it. He didn't take it. It wasn't him. He was a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think of all of our great leaders. And that's the Midah in Perek Aleph of Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks it's so important to give over to us. It's so important. I'm going to write Nasa Adam even at the risk of people becoming learning heresy and being misguided by my plurality. You know, it's still, but I'm going to take that chance. Because it's so crucial to teach this message of recognition everything that we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Ramban, just two more sources related to this, then we'll get to idea number two. The Ramban talks about it's not just a nice midah, but it's also a lo sase. not really counted as one of the 613, but the Ramban, when he talks about the halacha of a king having to walk around with the Sefer Torah all the time. King always had to walk around with the Sefer Torah. There are some shitas in the Baalei HaTosfos that it wasn't a whole Torah, maybe it was just the Aseres HaDibros. Imagine just walking around with a Sefer Torah all day. It's pretty hardcore. But again, maybe that's what the king had to do. But the Ramban writes, the Torah writes, why do you have to do this? So his heart is not raised from amongst his brothers. Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, says the Ramban, source number 7. Nirmaz Bekan B'Torah Isser Ageus. Hinted in here is the Isser of Gaiva. Ki Akosav Yimonas HaMelech MiGaivas V'Roma Musaliv. The Torah says the king is not allowed to have any Romamus Halev. Kol Shekein Acherim Shenaruim L'Kach. Right, we shouldn't hold ourselves any more fit than others. It's an amazing, if you look in the smog, I just saw actually over Simchas Torah. They say one time in Radin, they were all dancing with the Torahs, but there weren't so many Torahs in Radin. So how many people got to dance with the Torahs? So there was one boy who was sitting on the side, the Chavetz Chaim goes over to him and says, okay? He's like, yeah, what? He didn't get to dance with the Torahs, he was upset. So the Chavetz Chaim went over to the shelf, he took a smog off the shelf. I don't know why a smog. This is the story. Could have been a right. The smog is one of the Baalei HaTosfos who wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? He wrote like the Ramban, the smog, the Chinuch, the Yireim. He gives him a, he says, dance with this. This is called Torah Kula. And the boy, the Chavetz Chaim danced with the boy with the smog. Okay. But anyway, so the smog is one of the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. He has his own list of 613 mitzvos. He writes in the Hakdama that when he finished the whole Sefer and he was about to publish it, he had 612. He couldn't figure out the last one. What's the last mitzvah? 612 mitzvahs. What's the last one? And he had a dream. They always have dreams, like the night before. I had a dream the night before I was going to publish it, and it came to me in the dream. And the dream, it says, Shachachta, it's written in the Hakdama, Shachachta is a ikr. You forgot the ikr. Which avera? V'lo yeh k'korach v'chadaso. Don't be like Korach. In what way? So the smog says, don't be a balgaiva. Shachachta is a ikr. That's the language of the smog, of the dream that was given to the smog before he published. And shachachta is a ikr. So that's something crucial. That's what came to the smog, and that's what's mentioned here. That's the Ramban. And the Mesillas Yesharim just talks about how what we have to do is to first in our mind, and then that will flow into our hearts and our actions. How do we do it? B'tchilas Orach Shei Adam Ana B'machshavaso V'Achar Kach Yisnaig B'Darkei Ha'anavim. If I realize, you know, in my mind, again, it does not mean that we should look at ourselves as, people who don't accomplish and people who don't have skills. And no, we can feel good about ourselves, and we can feel great about ourselves, and we accomplish a lot, and we learn, and we have fun. We do great things, but to realize that everything we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift from Hashem, and in that way, recognize it as a present. First pshat of Nase Anava. Second pshat, the Ramban does not agree with Rashi here. Interesting, the Ramban here does not quote Rashi. Often the Ramban quotes Rashi and then argues. Here he just gives a different pshat. Maybe he doesn't want, maybe he agrees with the pshat, he's just giving another pshat. Now the Ramban in his Akdamah to Torah, some of you ordered Rambans. Right, the Ramban al Torah is here. The Ramban writes in the Akdamah to Torah that he talks about the people that he's going to most argue on. So he's going to talk about the Eben Ezra and Rashi. What does he say about Rashi? Lo mishpata b'chora. Rashi is the b'chor. The Ramban says about Rashi's commentary. Lo mishpata b'chora. And then he says about the Eben Ezra. So if you read the Ramban al Torah, sometimes he is harif about the Eben Ezra. Strong. So he writes, I am going to have Tochacha Megula Va'ahava Misuteras. Open rebuke but hidden love. Tochachas Megula Va'ahava Misuteras. That's what I feel for the Eben Ezra. That's what the Ramban writes in his Akdama about Rashi and the Ramban. But here the Ramban gives a different pshat than Nasa Adam. Nisyachid Basiasa Adam Maimar Bavergoda Malaso. There's a separate Vayomer when it comes to Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam Bitsalmeru Kid Musenu Ki Ein Tivo Kiteva Chayva Behema. Look, if you look in the Psukim earlier, right, you have Hashem said, Tote Aretz, Nefesh Chai Lamina, and he made the Chai Saaretz and the Behemos, Vechulu, And then there's a new Vayomer, because Vayomer is a separate stage of creation. So man is not like animals. So Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu. Says the Ramban, V'apshat HaNachon B'milas Nasehu. The appropriate pshat. Again, Rashi might be a drash. But he says, what's the pshat? Mipnei Shekfar HaReisa Ladas. Ki Elokim Bara Yesh Me'ayin. V'yomer Rishon Levado. The Rabban earlier said that there were really two stages of all creation. First, it was Yesh Me'ayin, which we don't understand what that means. Hashem created some type of matter, and from that matter, he created the world. That's Yatzar and Bara, or Bara and Yatzar. He created some type of, I don't know, like jelly, spiritual jelly, and then he formed that into the world. So that's what the Ramban's referring to here. On the first day, he created Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing, and then from that something, he created everything afterwards. The Chasher Nothin B'Mayim Akoach Hasharutz L'Shrotz Nefesh Chaya V'Yev Ma'am Arbaim Yeshutu Amayim V'Yev Ma'am Rabbi Behema Totzi Aretz. From the ground came the animals. From the water came the fish. Omar Ba'Adam. So what about Adam? Where did Adam come from? There wasn't any more Yesh Me'ayin. That was only day one. Where did Adam come from? Klomar Ani the Haaretz, Hanis Keretz, Nase Adam. Says the Ramban, what's Nase Adam? The physical and the spiritual. The guf and the neshama. That's Nase Adam. Hashem says, let the physical world and the spiritual world combine. This is the only Bria in the entire universe that has both elements. Nothing else. The Gemara in Chagiga says, man is like angels in three ways. And is like animals in three ways. There's nothing else like that in the entire universe. In the entire universe, it's either spiritual or physical. Right? You're either an animal or an angel. Man is the only being in the entire universe that has both. And that's Nase Adam, says the Ramban. Shetotzi ha'aretz ha'guf mi'yisodeha kasher asta b'vehemu v'chaya. The physical body will come from the earth. And that is something that's, again, that's obvious, but we have to realize it and think about it. It's something that is very special and something that we have to recognize and do what we can to capitalize on. Because Hashem did not create us as angels. Now the line of the Kutzker, Anshei Kodesh Tzionli, be holy people. I don't need holy angels. I got plenty of them. Right, be holy people, says the Katzar. Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli. And it's very challenging. It's very challenging to be involved in the physical and the spiritual. On Simchas Torah night, we had short hakafas. We had like Kudavin and Yards. We had one hakafa each, one song each hakafa. So whatever we had, it's at the meal. Remember, we had just sung Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. So we ran around the Yontif table. I asked, what do you like most about Yadus? Like, what's special about it? Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. I guess we could do that here. You can think about it for a second. You don't have to answer me. But what's so special? So somebody at the table said Shabbos, and Yontif. One said, you always have something to do. You always wake up at the morning. You always have something to do. You know, imagine, you know, this whole world for the past 7 months, you know, you're home. So what do you do all day? I mean, I have a lot to do. I have 14 movies I want to watch today. What about tomorrow? Another 14 movies. But you have something meaningful every day. Every day we have davening three times a day. We have what to learn. We have brachas to make. Right? So one of the suggestions at the table was that we're able to be holy and eat and be involved in life. Because all the other religions, we live at Hashem. I hope sometime soon you'll be able to come to Beit Shemesh for a visit. And you look up on the mountain in front of our house, which is great for exercise and just relaxing and taking walks. There's a monastery on the top. And sometimes, this morning I went running, I didn't see anybody, but sometimes you walk there and you see like these monks or nuns or whatever. I guess they can't be together, but you know, you see them walking and you're like, that is a different, their religion is, what's holiness? Holiness is distancing from the world. eating little and not talking and not raising a family and not being involved in the world. And that's not what we believe is holiness. That's not what we believe is holiness. Right? Getting married is called kiddushin, sanctification. That's kiddushin. Right? If you believe it, the Christians say, that's disgusting. Holy people getting married, building a family, what are you talking about? That's dirty, that's putrid. And we say, no, that's kiddushin. And that's sanctity. Because that's nasa adam. Nasa adam, b'tzalmeinu kin musenu. We don't celebrate the physical, which some other religions or whatever people do. You know, the Greeks that celebrate the physical and the Christians that deny the physical and say reject it all and you can't focus on the body at all and you can't talk and you can't get married yet. But what does Yadu say? We take the physical and we sanctify it. And that's Nasa Adam according to the Ramban. Right? The godless and the uniqueness of the coming of the together of the guf and the neshama. If you look at Rav Pinkus in source number 10, Yeshna brachim yuchedas al yitziras ha'adam. The special bracha. And we say it. He quotes it, but it's a tour. And it's a Ramah. The Ramah quotes the tour. We say it. How many times a day? Right. Asher yatzar. Mafli lasos. What does that mean? Asher yatzar adam b'chachma. Nekavim, nekavim. Hashem creates us. And then mafli. I gave it to you. Go to the next page. 11 and 12. I gave you the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah says in source number 12, what should we have kavana in when we say that phrase, mafli lasos? Hashem is wondrous in his creation. We're supposed to think about this Ramban, says the Ramah. Ve'od yesh lefarish, shemafli lasos. Again, there are many pshatim, mafli lasos. An earlier one is, you know, you ever have a balloon, right? You ever have a balloon and you put a needle in the balloon and it pops? And then it's all done. We have air inside of us, and we have orifices, and we have holes, and we don't pop. Right? The air stays inside, even though we have nostrils, and we have a mouth. That's one mafli lasos. But then the Ramah says, Va'od yesh lefarish, shemafli lasos, masha shomer ruach ha'adam bekirbo, v'kosher davar ruchani, bedavar gashmi. Mafli lasos, mean Hashem made me with a neshama and a guf. Va'akolu ayde rofei chol basar, ki oz anu b'kav abrius, v'nishmaso mishtaberes bekirbo. The guf and the neshama, that exactly is the uniqueness and the message of Nasa Adam. And we have to appreciate that. And again, that means not to deny and live, again, the balance of being involved in spirituality and ruchnias, but also, you know, realizing and celebrating our humanness. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Remember, I didn't give it to you. Maybe I should have. Remember that Gemara in Psachim, Machlokas Tanoim, how do you celebrate Yantif? Right, whether it's you have a choice, kulo l'Hashem or kulo l'Hashem, right? You could be involved in learning and davening all day, or you could just party and have eating and drinking. Or what we paskin, chati l'Hashem v'chati l'Hashem, half and half. And the Gemara says there are three exceptions though, that everybody agrees you need l'Hashem. There are 3 days of the year that everybody agrees you can't fast, you can't daven and learn all day. You have to eat, you have to have a suda. What are the three exceptions? But remember? Shavuos? What? What did you say? Purim? Yeah? Shavuos, Purim, and Shabbos. Right? Those three. Shabbos, it says, the Karasla Shabbos Oneg. Purim, Yom Mishta, V'Simcha Ksiv. And Shavuos. Why Shavuos? Yom Shadinna Batara Yisrael, the Gemara says. Psachim Samachefs. Oh, we're learning Psachim. All right. Okay. So you didn't get there in Bukias yet. Not yet. Reuben, no, not yet. So Yom Shanina Batara Yisrael. So why is that a day to have a party? That should be a day to learn all day. Yom Shanina Batara Yisrael. The answer is because we celebrate who we are. We celebrate that we are celebrating our humanness. Our humanness and being spiritual with our guf. That's the goal of life. We're the only ones that have Bechira Chavshus. The angels don't have Bechira, but if we fulfill our task, then we're up on par with the angels. Right? But we have to realize this. Nebuchadnezzar did not realize this. He thought he was just totally spiritual. He was on top of the world. Remember the story? I just gave a shiur on it yesterday. Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar for 7 years became an animal. He lived with the animals. Hashem wanted to teach him a lesson. See, Babish lived with the... And after the 7 years, he got his das back. He's like, whoa, I can't... because he thought he was spiritual. So Hashem says, oh yeah, I'll make you all. You don't realize that there's guf and neshama. You think you're all neshama. I'll make you all guf. I'll make you all an animal. But again, that's the uniqueness of man. And that's even, I give you the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, where the angels wanted the Torah. Don't give the Torah to humans. So some of Farshim explain also. What were the angels thinking? Because the angel said, isn't the Torah spiritual? And Moshe was teaching them, it is. But the goal of life is to be spiritual through the physical means. Losignov, losirtzach, all the mitzvos that are mentioned. I'm not going to read it again. But again, that's the Gemara. But that is all number two. Number one, to teach us midas tovos, nasa adam. Number two, the Ramban, is the balance and the hybrid of the ruach and the neshama. And finally, the third idea. Again, all of these are obvious. They're obvious messages, but we're just putting it into the nasa. The Sefer Ikarim points out, Rabbi Yosef Albo, okay, we're not going to read the whole thing, I gave you a big piece. Only by man, it does not say Kitov when he was created. By all the other creations, Hashem saw it, and it was good. Hashem saw it, and it was good. So for example, at the Vayar Lakim Kitov, after Chaya Sa'aretz, Vespeim Elima, Vayalakim Kitov, or earlier, right, by the Desha, Esa Mazriya Zara, Vayalakim Kitov, everything is Kitov. Man doesn't get a Kitov. Why not? Isn't that the highest point of creation? That's the pinnacle? Why isn't there a Kitov when it comes to man? Explains the Sefer HaYikarim. And also, another difference, it doesn't say Leminehu. This is all in the beginning of 15. According to their kind. By the animals and by the plants, it says it was Liminehu. So explains the Sefer Ikarim. Go to page 7. Vizel, line 5. Kiashlemios Shneiminim. There are two types of perfection that we have in life. There are two types of perfection that we have in life. One we might call natural perfection, and another we would call achieved perfection. Natural, mimela perfection, and second is achieved and accomplished perfection. Every other being in life, every other creation, plants, animals, angels, they have achieved perfection when they are born, when they are created. But if you look at a baby, I don't know, a baby dog, a puppy, is there something inherently different between a puppy and a dog? Big, small, okay, quantity, is there a qualitative difference? Okay, maybe he's not trained yet, but there's not much. Rav Avigdor Miller, I think I mentioned this. Avigdor Miller was a gadol in Brooklyn. A lot of Torah tapes out there. So he has a lot of very sharp lines. It was a Talmud of his that used to daven in my shul in New York. So I remember he told me once. He said Rav Avigdor Miller was. He once asked Rav Avigdor Miller. He says the Gemara says that if you eat bread in the shuk, you're like a dog. Right? You're not supposed to eat bread in the shuk. What if you have a cookie in the shuk? Well, you're not eating pizza in the shuk, you're eating a cookie. So Rav Avigdor Miller says, then you're only like a puppy. Not like a dog, you're like a puppy. He's like, what is that? Whatever. But that was Rav Avigdor Miller's answer to him. But when it comes to any other creation, there's basically born perfection. A small tree and a big tree. A little animal, a little bear, and a big bear. A baby and a toddler, and a teenager, and an adult. That's not just quantitative. That's not just quantitative changes. Says the Sefer HaYikarim, only man has the ability to get to achieved perfection. Ki ha-shleimus shneiminim. Shleimus rishon, v'shleimus achron. Shleimus rishon, v'shleimus hamagia l'davar imhayoso nimsa befoal miyakash yimsa. Natural perfection is achieved right when it's created. Bikreshlemus hamitzius. It's perfection reality. When Gavriel HaMalach was created, he was perfect. Rafal HaMalach. Perfect. There's nowhere to go. You're there. When an insect is created, they're done. That's it. You don't develop. The Shlemus Achron, who are Shlemus She'enem Agila Dover Mitzuto Miyad. Shlemus Achron means you're not there yet. Avaluhu Bo Bekoach Bishas Mitzias Adover Ahu. There's potential. The Yagiel Ashlemus Ahu, you'll get to the perfection and the realizing that potential. Kishayotza HaKochniut Elapoel. Says the Sefer HaIkarim, only man is created with potential. Every other being in life is already created with the reality and fulfillment of that potential. Animal, angel, tree. Only man is created with something called potential that has to be realized. It's only by man. A chair. Right when the chair is created, it's a chair. It has everything it's ever going to achieve in life. It's going to be a chair, says the Sefer Ikarim. Animals too. V'chun, it continues. That's why it says kitov by all creations, because they're good right now. Done. Only by man, it doesn't say kitov. Because it's not good yet. It's not good yet. Shelo nomar be kitov lahoroz shatov yis ha-mechuvan ba'adam einenu atov ha-mechuvan b'shar ba'lechaim shu shlemus mitzias bovad. And that's why he says it doesn't say limineu by them a little further down. According to their type. What do you mean? You become who you are going to become. You're not there yet. And that's why the pasuk says in Koheles, we just read it. Did I give it to you? Oh, I gave you the psikta on it. Yeah, in Source 18. Tov yom hamaves miyom ivaldo. Better is the day of death than the day of life, than the day of birth. And the Medrash gives the mashal. Again, you can imagine this in maybe 100 years ago. You know, when a ship goes out to its journey, there's a send-off, but there's a much bigger deal when the boat comes in carrying the people who have had a successful journey. Because now they're safe. Now they're coming back. Tov yom hamavas miyom ivaldo, better is the day of death and the day of birth, because now you've accomplished. Now you've accomplished. Right? In the world, other nations celebrate birthdays. Okay, the only birthday in Tanakh is Paro. Nothing wrong with like saying to somebody happy birthday. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I know Gdolim that send birthday cards to their grandchildren. But that's not what we celebrate really. You know, national holidays. They'll tell me about England, or I don't know, Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday. You don't celebrate yard sites. Judaism celebrates yard sites, not birthdays. Because what's a birthday? You didn't do anything. You were born. That was your parents, not you. A yard site celebrates what we did in life. A yard site celebrates the accomplishments. The Shlemus Achron, to use the language of the Sefer HaIkarim. We celebrate yard sites because that celebrates life. So maybe this is a third idea of Na'aseh Adam. Who's the Na'aseh? According to Rashi, who's Na'aseh Adam? Hashem says, we, me and the Malachim, Hashem says. That's Na'aseh. The second shot, Na'aseh Adam, me, meaning Hashem says spiritual and the physical and the ground, Na'aseh Adam. Third shot, Na'aseh Adam, me and you. Let's make ourselves. Take part in your creation. Take part in your accomplishments. Rabbi Simon in the Emre Berah quotes this from one of the earlier title bams, Yismach Moshe. Nase Adam, because man takes part in his creation. Lo ye begeder adabes b'yuso. calls Manchalahosi a koacho elapoal. He's not an Adam yet. Because we have to do it ourselves. And maybe you've come across this before, the Sefer HaChinuch, the second mitzvah, Sefer HaChinuch, on Parshat Lech Lecha in 2 weeks, quotes the Medrash, again, it's based on a Medrash, one of the heretics asked one of the Tanaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, he created man, he gives a baby a liver and a heart and kidneys and lungs and everything. Why didn't he just finish the job? Why are we created with a foreskin, with a bris milah that we have to do? Hashem did 99% of it. Just do the last point. Why do we have this extra piece of skin that we have to remove? Says Rabbi Akiva, I think it was, and says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's to teach us that Hashem does so much, but you know what? The last part has to be done by us. It's about self-perfection. And the message of bris milah. This, by the way, back pocket, bris milah vart. If you ever have to speak at a bris milah or a shalom zachar. Right here, this chinuch. Says the chinuch, just like bris milah teaches us, we could physically perfect ourselves. With removing the foreskin, the message is that we could spiritually self-perfect ourselves. And that's nasa adam. Nasa means we could do it. We could do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Again, we can't do it ourselves, but we could do it. And as we stand here together, a couple of days just before the Zman, you know, and it's for everybody in life, as we know, it's a challenging, challenging time on many different levels. There are some easier things about being in yeshiva. There's some more challenging things. Again, nobody knows from today till tomorrow, but we have to know we could do it. We could accomplish so much. This year in life, Nase Adam. We could all do it together. Right? You could say Nase, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking, but it could be also the community. But let's remember, Nase Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us Anava. Number two, Nase Adam. We're the Guf and the Neshama, the Ramah by Asher Yatzar, right? The Ramban, the Aretz and the Shamayim. And number three, Nase Adam, it's including us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take part in the creative process, and in that way, we'll be able to accomplish everything we need to accomplish. So again, all we did for the past little while was to talk about one letter. One letter in the Torah. You know, we could talk more about other letters in the Torah, but maybe you could look at, you know, some svarim that have been written on extra letters in the Torah. But in any case, you know, let's just appreciate every letter, and let's just do our best to be psyched for the coming Zman. We still have a couple of days, so still enjoy the... You still having games and stuff? Okay, enjoy. The commissioner is telling me the different activities that are going on. Enjoy. I hope you guys are out Thursday. So Thursday night, have a big game. Have a big game on Thursday night. I don't know, the something going on. Anyway, enjoy. It's wonderful to learn Torah together. B'ez Hashem. Keep it up. Chazak ve'ematz. Chazak ve'ematz. Again, these Rambans, you'll take care of whoever they're supposed to be for.